This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good morning, everyone. We're continuing in Mishnah Berurah Daf HaShavua. We're learning Hilchos Tefillin. Today we begin Siman Memhei. Din Tefillin Bebeis HaKvaris Bebeis HaMerchatz. The halachas of Tefillin in a cemetery and in a bathhouse. Says the Mechaber, also likanis beis hakvaros, it is prohibited to go into a cemetery, but toich arba amos shel meis, or within 4 cubits of a mess, with tefillin b'roishai, with tefillin on your head, mishum lo yeg l'rush, you're mocking the poor. The dead are poor from mitzvahs, they can't perform mitzvahs, by wearing tefillin in their presence, you're mocking them. V'imhei mechusim motar, but if they're covered, it's permitted. Says the Mishnah Berurah beis hakvaros, v'afilu toich dar amos shel makam haschalas hakvarim. Even within 4 cubits of where the kfarim begin, gam kein aser, it's also prohibited. Ileka mechitza mafsekes beinehem, if there's no fence. V'ha d'loy eirav b'yachad v'yoymer, aser leilech toich dalad amasho kever oishal meis. Why the mechaber say, you can't go into a cemetery, and you can't go within 4 amos of a meis. You can't even go within 4 amos of a cemetery, so he should have incorporated both of these halachas together, by saying it's prohibited to go within 4 amos of a kever or of a dead body. Das ha-Magin Avram, the Bala Rames, the opinion of Magin Avram is that the Mechaber is coming to allude, the Mimakoim Beis HaKvarois, the Lefnim Asar. That from the place of where the cemetery starts, and within its Asar, Afilu Rachik Da'ad Amos Min HaKever. Even 4 amos from the kever, more than 4 amos from the kever, Yishma Kilmazah. Meaning, the Magen Avraham is saying, the reason why the Mechaber says, also likanes beis hakvaros, but you can't even go within 4 amos of where the cemetery begins. The answer is, once the cemetery begins, you can't even be with beyond 4 amos. You can't be anywhere in the cemetery, even if a kever is more than 4 amos away. V'ayim bebir halacha. De be'emtze bezwer sheyish kvarim saviv nir diyesh lahachmer afil rachuk da'adans min hakever. That if you're in the middle of the beis hakvaros, where there are kfarim around you, you should be machmer even more than 4 amos on the kever. Vashein kein besoif beis hakvarois, as opposed to the end of the cemetery, the ein sham kvarim, where there are no kvarim there. Rak dehuksa karka lekvarim, just the ground is designated for kvarim. Ein lahachmer adin brachi danas on the kever. You don't have to be machmer maker adin if you're more than 4 amos on the kever. So middle of the cemetery, you can't wear the tefillin. The edge of the cemetery is only designated for a kvarim, but you're more than 4 amos away from a kever, it's permitted. Nevertheless, even though meyikar adin is permitted, it is correct not to enter at all with tefillin on your head. Any time you're within the confines of the cemetery, lest you come within 4 amos of a kever unknowingly. Then the Mechaber says, within 4 amos of a mess, says the Mishnah Berurah, the kasav ha'ateras akenim, the kol oisai cheder shamis munach bay, the entire room that the mess is in, chashav kedalad amos shel mess, is considered like the dalad amos of the mess. With Magen Gibarim chalek alav, the Magen Gibarim argues on that, because of the inoy toifes rak dalad amos, that within the room of the mess only occupies 4 amos, and beyond 4 amos, you could wear tefillin in the room that a mess is in. V'afilu kever shel katan, even the grave of a katan sha'adayin lo higeh l'chlal mitzvos. So maybe you could go near a grave of a katan with tefillin. After all, it's not lo yeg l'rush because the katan was not chayiv in tefillin. Maybe even if he would be alive today, he still wouldn't be a gadol. It's still considered loig l'rush. It is still considered loig l'rush. Why is it still considered loig l'rush?
Because it's any mitzvah, you can't do any mitzvahs.
He brings, we're worried, maybe it's the neshama of a very great person. However, what about going near a woman's kever with tefillin? That it would seem it's permitted. Okay. Let us see further. Now it's interesting, the Dirshu brings down over here that to go by tefillin by a woman, it's mutter, like the Mishnah Berurah brings regarding tzitzis, and the source is the Prima Gadim, who brings Maharit Sahalon. Reb Chaim Knievsky in the Shana Halachos writes the name of his father, that the Prima Gadim saw the Maharit Sahalon, based on the way the El Yoraba quotes it. But in the Maharit Sahalon himself, it's clear that he's machmer not to go to the kever of a woman with tzitzis out. Okay. Weiter. Mutter, if they're covered, it's permitted. You need that the strap should be covered as well. Therefore, even though it's permitted to enter with tefillin shel yad alone, since it's covered, still, that's why you should be careful with the strap on your finger, that should be covered as well. In other words, the Mechaber says you're not to go within 4 amos of the tefillin shel rosh. On the tefillin, on the other hand, you are allowed to go. Why? Because it's covered. But you have to make sure that the ritzua around your finger is covered as well. Okay, Bezus Hashem, we'll continue Monday. Monday we'll finish Hilchos Tefillin. At which point, after that, we're going to begin a new Mitzvah, Hilchos Berachas HaShachar. Okay, wishing everyone a wonderful day. Bracha v'atzlacha. Have a good Shabbos, everyone. Thanks for joining. Kol Tov.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.